are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers!
Hey, I am Lunchbox. I run the show. I know the most about sports. That's why I give you the sports opinions, the sports facts, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
I'm Eddie. I know the least about sports, but I'm opinionated about stuff that I don't know anything about, and that's sports.
Great intro. I don't think anybody likes your intro. I don't know sports. I sports. I don't know anything about sports.
I love sports, though. I love to watch sports. I just don't know crap about it.
Are you going to do your intro?
Yo, yo, yo. I am the better on the show. I'm considered a whale in Vegas. I put down hundreds of dollars when I go to Vegas and when I bet online. So, and I usually get... Let me finish.
If we call Vegas right now, would they know who you are?
Dude, the people that are whales drop millions.
Yeah, they drop hundreds
of
thousands.
So why do you say that?
It's a joke.
Just kidding.
Oh.
Can he?
In the room, I'm considered a whale. You do $5 DraftKings. Lunch does a Survivor pool for $20.
It's true. But the reason
No. I do more than that.
100.
I got a Survivor pool for 100. I got a gambling pool here, a gambling pool there, where you pick all the NFL games and college games. And college games, I'm dead last, though, I think.
It's too many games, man.
There's like 50. Well, they only pick 8 a week. And there's 55 people, and I'm in 50th place. You rank them 1 through 8 confidence level. I already lost my 6 confidence points for this week. I had Houston last night, minus 18.
They didn't cover. They won by what, 16 or something?
15. Yeah, come on.
Is that close again?
Dude, they're down 10 to nothing.
Yes.
Geniuses.
That's what I'm saying. Vegas is so smart. Because Houston scores 45 points a game minimum. And in the middle of the fourth quarter... End of the third quarter, it's like 27 to 26. I'm like, seriously? Like, really, this is what we're going to do? Come on, guys.
Man, they didn't cover. They didn't do the over-under. They didn't do anything.
They didn't do anything. Not anybody cares about a Houston-Tulsa game, but that's just, I'm telling you, my college football, I am terrible at the college football picks, but whatever. And that's all right. So we like to start this show with a game.
Ah, we love games.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which do you prefer? Here we go. Gatorade or Powerade?
Gatorade. Hands down, Gatorade. I don't like Powerade at all. The only time I drink Powerade is if I'm at the golf course and they don't have Gatorade. I love me some Gatorade and all the different flavors. I even like the frost flavors.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like the Glacier Ice or that blue one. I like all those.
It's a great question. I actually enjoy both of them, and it's even a more fascinating question because I just was at Walmart and I decided that I like Powerade more than Gatorade.
Whoa!
It's cheaper at Walmart.
Oh, okay.
You can get the same amount of supply of that aid in the Powerade and the Gatorade. They both have aid in them.
What about Band-Aid?
Great observation.
Okay, so you're getting that aid, but the Powerade is cheaper than the Gatorade.
Okay.
In Walmart. It's the exact same amount
everywhere,
of fluid.
Everywhere.
Yeah, and like, well, maybe at gas stations. I'm just saying at Walmart, I noticed that with my girl, and I said, I'm no longer a Gatorade guy. Call me Mr. Powerade.
Wow. What flavor do you like, though?
The dark ones. The blues, the purples, the royal blues. Nothing like yellow or pink or frost. I don't do any of that crap. Okay.
Man, I love Gatorade, and I love the cool blue Gatorade.
Yeah, that's
cool
what I'm talking about.
It's a lighter color, so I do like that lighter color.
Yeah, that's the blue I like.
What flavor is that?
It's cool blue.
Oh, it's cool blue. Okay.
Yeah, I think it's called cool blue is what it's called. That's the actual flavor. I don't know what kind of flavor cool blue is, but it's probably got some artificial sweeteners in there.
Yeah.
So if somebody sees you coming out of the gas station, going to one of your soccer games, they're going to see you walking through the parking lot with a cool blue Gatorade.
Yeah.
Now, do you settle for the little one or do you go for the big one?
Yeah, dude, he has one of the 8 ounces.
Well, usually I can't find the 32 ounces in the cool blue. It has to be the 16 ounces.
But you know they make the mini bottles that are like 8 ounces. My buddy sometimes drinks them. I'm like,
why?
Dude,
that's
you
a waste.
Look like a pansy drinking the mini Gatorade. Please go get a supersized 32-ounce Gatorade.
Okay,
please.
Let's go one more step. Do you guys do the sugar-free, the G2?
I've done the G2. Okay. It doesn't taste as good, but and it has limited flavors, so it's harder to find the one you want.
And I think for Ray, you have the Powerade Zero.
That might be it.
Yeah.
Have you guys done the Gatorade Gummies?
Huh?
No. I remember Cam Newton was promoting those.
Really?
So they say that they're supposed to give you some energy. I didn't feel it, but I did love the gummy taste.
They taste good?
Yeah, they're very good.
They're like fruit snacks, or are they like gum?
No,
like
they're like
chew it.
They're fruit snacks, but they have more than gummies in them.
They have some
electrolytes.
Yeah, they'll give you a little bit of energy.
No, I think that's what they say. They have electrolytes in them.
So you can either eat a gummy or drink a Gatorade. If you don't have the time, eat a gummy.
But question though, isn't like electrolytes and all that, isn't that just water, like for hydration?
No, I think it's more than water. Water does not have electrolytes in it.
Some water does.
Oh, yeah, smart water.
If you
whatever.
Buy water with electrolytes. Right.
So what the hell is an electrolyte? Like we're sold into this because we all love these Powerade, Gatorade drinks, but we don't know what's in them.
It brings more life to you than a water would.
Like my 5-year-old, every time we play baseball, whatever, he goes, has a game, he wants to stop at the store and get a Gatorade for the game. I'm like, dude, it does nothing for you.
No, it does.
But I don't know, does it?
Dude, the funniest thing is my nephew, my sister, I'll sometimes send him like $20. I'll be like, hey, what did he spend it on? And she'll go, he wanted Gatorade before his game. I'm like, that's what he spent the $20?
Yeah. Here we go.
Okay, come on, Coach. Tell us.
Electrolytes are minerals that are, well, electric.
Okay, see?
They include sodium, potassium, calcium, bicarbonate, and magnesium, amongst other minerals. Our body needs electrolytes to function.
Boys,
they keep our cells, tissues, and fluids active and able to communicate within our body.
Boys, we may be fooled here. Like, that sounds like water. Like, when you have water, doesn't it have all those minerals in it? Potassium, sodium, calcium.
Does water have that stuff in it?
Yeah, I think so. Like spring water. Not like the purified water.
Now, I know water has fluoride in it. Did you know that?
Yeah, but isn't that bad for you?
I don't know. I thought it was
because you want it in your toothpaste.
Yes, you want it in your toothpaste because
you don't want it in your water.
Random fact: when I was in college at the University of Texas at San Antonio, my two roommates, his name was Clay.
You stayed with two dudes?
Yeah. How many did you stay with?
Three.
Okay. What?
But I didn't
keep going, Coach.
So anyway, out of nowhere, I didn't know
he was going to ask me.
I don't know how my roommate Clay knew this, but he out of nowhere just one day was like, you know, San Antonio is the only major metropolitan area that does not have fluoride in their water.
I know why.
And then a year later, they put it on the ballot and they voted fluoride into the water. Like, it was like, why would he know that? That is the dumbest fact to know that San Antonio didn't have fluoride in their water.
So the city wanted fluoride in their water?
They voted on it, yes, because there were signs all over the city. Vote yes for fluoride.
That's weird.
You know what I think it's funny in the city? When they put up signs and it says, vote for this person as mayor. The bar wants a certain person as mayor. Because I guess they get discounts with booze and stuff like that, huh?
Or they have lax laws, tax breaks, things like that.
I always think of a bar as a place to party and drink, and they're like, please vote for this mayor. I'm like, what? When did you guys get into politics?
It's usually because they're lobbying for something. That mayor probably loves bars, and he does all this. He gives money to bars or something.
Right, he gives a discount on the taxes.
Yes, or taxes.
Or if
when anyone has a sign for some elected official or whatever, it's because they're going to help them in the long run.
Okay. Well, it was funny seeing it. You got a big old party bar, 3 stories tall, and all people do is drink and get hammered there.
And it says, vote for Jim Jackson.
And I'm like,
what? For city council.
I thought you guys just worried about country artists and honky-tonking.
Hey, back to the Gatorade thing. Do you guys ever buy the powder Gatorade?
Okay. When I worked at Sam's Club in college, 6416, shout out, rest in peace, it's no longer there in San Antonio, 281 in Bitters.
Right.
Unbelievable memory.
He remembers everything.
Cell phone number when I first got a phone was 512.
I bet he can tell us everyone that was in kindergarten class, all their first and last names.
Don't let him start.
Oh, yeah, Laura Wortan.
No, okay, see, no, don't do it. I know you can do it, though.
Okay.
All right, Gatorade.
Anyway.
1604 in Bitters.
No, yeah, 1604. No, it's 281 in Bitters.
All right.
281 in Bitters. 6416 was the Sam's Club. We used to have the 5-gallon bucket of water, and that's what we would do is we'd put the Gatorade in there and mix it all around.
Yeah. Is it good?
It's not as good as,
it's
like,
not really as
a
good,
bottle.
But we got it for free from Sam's, and so we would make it, and sometimes we'd make lemonade, and sometimes we'd just have water. Or we would just have the thing there, and then if you get your cup of water, and you could make individual glasses of Gatorade or lemonade.
I tell you what, when I played sports, like in high school, and they had all the Gatorade thing, jugs set up and everything, and then you're like, let me get a fresh cup of Gatorade, and it's just water, that would piss me off. I hated it.
Speaking of Gatorade, did you watch the Brewers game yesterday?
Yeah.
So they win in extra innings, 3-2.
Didn't watch extra innings.
Take game one. So Moustakas gets the game-winning hit, and he gets to first, you know, and then he runs out to the outfield to avoid his teammates, and they mob him out in, like, right center field. Their shortstop carried the Gatorade bucket all the way from the dugout.
By himself.
Like, I mean, they show him, and the party's going on out there in right center field, and he is still just getting to second base, struggling. Carrying
full,
the Gatorade.
It's full.
Did he ever get him?
It's sloshing out. Like, you're watching it come out on the field, and he finally gets out there, and he, like, throws it and gets a little bit on his leg.
That's funny.
But I'm like,
that's really funny.
This poor dude carried that thing.
Why couldn't anybody help the dude?
Because they all ran out and celebrated.
Left him behind.
And
he's like, I got a good idea.
And he went, and he, is it really worth the Gatorade bath if you have to carry it by yourself? Like, hey, guy, okay, I'll get it.
Just take a couple cups.
Have you ever gotten a Gatorade bath?
No.
I ain't either.
No. We didn't ever do that.
But we won championships, but if it was a championship, it was usually, I think, on a basketball court, and nobody could do Gatorade on that. It was never
the custodian.
I guess I never won an outdoor championship.
Yeah, I don't think we ever had a big old thing of water or Gatorade in soccer. In cross country, no one was there to douse me in Gatorade when I won the district championship. But when I crossed the finish line, no one was there to, woo!
You were like a badass runner, huh?
That was really good. That was good.
Do you remember your times?
My fastest mile is 4:27.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
My fastest is probably like 9.
No, I doubt it.
9 minutes.
You can do better than that.
9-minute mile.
Yeah. I mean, whatever. But, yeah.
You would have definitely been a record holder at my school, because I remember it being just under 5. It was 4:57 or something.
Oh, yeah. But the problem was the two fastest guys in the state were in my region, so I could never go to state and track because you only take the top two. They ran 4:08 and 4:09.
Who were those guys?
Tommy Bond and Alex Arias.
You couldn't just run a little faster, dog?
I tried, dude. These guys smoked it.
Are you sprinting the whole time?
Basically, yeah, you're sprinting the whole time, pretty much. It is. That was so fun, though. So fun. One of the best things ever. I'll tell you the most fun, actually, was cross-country meets at the start. You line up 200 people, and they shoot the gun, and everybody is in a dead sprint. It is like a stampede.
It's pretty amazing.
If you've never been to a cross-country meet, and everybody's like, oh, cross-country's for dorks. Yes, I get it. Okay, cool. But that was one of the coolest things. And the only problem is when you go down and people trample you.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever get trampled?
Got trampled. UTSA Invitational.
You did it in college?
No. This is high school. They had a meet at UTSA.
I was about to be impressed.
No kidding. And I didn't know that about him.
Well, so anyways, one time in the Olympics.
What the hell?
So we're in Rio de Janeiro.
You guys knew Brazil that summer? Rio?
I was there.
So.
Me and Lochte.
It was the summer. It was Atlanta.
Remember when Lochte got in trouble at the bar? I was there. So it was me, Lochte.
We got carjacked.
Phelps and some other guy on the team.
Phelps and I believe Gabby Douglas was there.
Okay. Oh, yeah, and the shot putter.
Yeah, the Russian shot putter. The good guy.
So I was running, like, you sprinted out, like, 300 yards, and you had to cross. They had the track. And for some reason, we ran across the track, and just a little sliver of it. And right when we're going across the track, someone clipped my heels. Boom. Ooh. And I went down. Skinned my whole arm and people jumping over me. And you just curl up in a ball
because
you can't get up.
Were you done?
No, I got up one fourth place.
Fourth?
Yeah, I got my medal.
That's impressive.
Dang, dude. You got up from that. All those people went over you and you still
caught
up. Yeah,
then you just
got
to get up and go.
I would have definitely looked to my coach and been like, hey, man, look at me. I can't. I'm done.
Yeah,
I'm done on
this
one.
I walked the other way.
Dude,
done.
One time on, I did high school track. I was in, for some reason, I didn't feel good. I felt sick as crap. And I ran the mile and the half mile. And I was like, screw track today. So I just went on the bus and I was like, what if I just act like I don't hear my events coming up? So I like hit on the bus.
No way.
So I hit on the bus with my girlfriend and I was just like, all right, let's just lay low. Like, who cares? If we're this far away, they'll never be able to come find us in time to make me run this. So the half mile goes and passes. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't have to run the half mile. And then for some reason the mile was right at like a couple races after it, and I was like, here we go, here's the mile. And I got away with not running either of my races, and my coach comes in after like, where were you, what are you doing? And I was like, I just outsmarted the system. I didn't have to run in either of my events, and I just played dumb. I acted like I didn't know it was my turn.
Wow.
And he actually bought it for some reason. I don't know if there was an actual announcement, maybe it was just a paper that was handed around, and he was like, really, you didn't know the schedule? I'm like, no. He's like, man, I'm sorry,
that's my bad.
It's okay, coach. Don't even worry
about
it.
It's all right. We'll get them next time, coach.
Go Tigers. Hey, I'll see you at class on Tuesday.
Hey, Coach Lunchbox, like my son, my 10-year-old, he runs cross country, and I always wonder, like, how does everyone get to the front? Because he's never in the front line. Like, you know, you're saying there are 500 kids, you know, lined up or whatever.
Lined up.
But how do you get to the front? I always try to tell my son, like, dude, get to the front. He's like, I can't. It's just too packed up there.
Like in the race?
Like on the starting line.
Well, usually you line up by school.
Yes, they section you off in schools.
Right, and so your school, you're the fastest one at your school, you're going to be on the front of the line.
Okay.
That's how.
So do you guys decide as the school, like, all right, Tommy, Lunchbox, you guys are in the front.
I think it's a given.
Okay.
I mean, or you try to get to the start line early and you try to line up, you know, get extra spaces. And we didn't have a lot of, we had 5-6 people on the team, so it wasn't like it was a big jock. It wasn't like 20 people were jockeying for position.
Well, I just always feel like my son could be so good at cross country if he had a good start. But he's always in the back of the pack, and he can never catch up to anyone.
But that's how they do it? They don't do a chip time when he crosses the start line?
No, it's whoever crosses first.
Oh, okay.
And yeah. This is I don't know if that's how it is in high school. Whatever.
Well, it was in high school. We didn't have chips.
I mean, so the person, honestly, that's 100 yards back or 50 yards back is at a disadvantage.
Yeah.
That's absolutely.
That's what I'm saying. And I'm like, well, I'm always telling my kid, like, get to the front during the start. Be the first off. But he's never up there. He's like, I can't, Dad. There's too many people up there. I don't know. I don't know much about cross country. That's why I asked. But he loves running.
It's a great sport. It's a good thing to go.
Segue. Let's talk cross country.
Let's get off cross country.
Damn, we are a sports podcast.
This is a hard pivot.
Hard pivot.
Let's talk football.
Let's talk Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Okay.
Goat. He just proved last night he's the greatest quarterback of our lifetime.
Wait. Why last night was it in your mind that supplemented him as the best of all time?
Because he seemed like he was trending this year to not having a good year.
I mean, but the 500 touchdowns is pretty amazing. Like, his career touchdowns, is that what he got last night? I mean, do 500 career touchdowns. Jeez.
And his wife came out with she came out a bunch of stuff in the news where she was saying that she didn't wish she didn't have breast implants. So she was opening up about a lot of like sensitive stuff. Did you hear about this?
No.
She said that she's always regretted getting breast implants, and she said that her first ever fashion show, they made her go topless. And she's like, I almost quit modeling then. She's like, it was just a gross industry. So she came out and was open about all this like private stuff. And Brady and her have always like kept everything secret. So you know that's got to get to Brady a little bit. He's like, hey, don't go tell the media all this stuff about you. Like, she wrote a book. So that's why all this stuff is out there right now.
But you don't think they planned all that?
Maybe.
Like, they probably had that conversation before it was all public.
Well, duh.
But what does this have to do with Brady being the GOAT?
Nothing. Oh. I was just saying, she's in the news. He's got to be thinking about it.
Nah.
Dude, him and his wife never... When he came out with that documentary last year...
Can I tell
before
you how the news works?
You realize Tom Brady's the quietest, most buttoned-up person, like everything close to the vest for this entire career. And then last year, he did a documentary leading up to the Super Bowl, which was fascinating. And now his wife came out with a book and opened up about a lot of like really fascinating stuff. I kind of want to read that book.
Can I tell you how the news works?
Yeah.
People go to the news outlets and say, I want you to do a story on this. Would you like to do a story on this? And then the news outlet decides if they do the story on it.
Yeah.
So that means that they put it out there, and now the news outlet decides to run it or not.
Okay.
So anything that comes out, they know about.
Okay.
The only people that don't have control are the criminals, but the police station or whoever the authorities are, they're the ones that give the news station the information.
Yeah. But you, say your wife wanted to come out with a book and tell some kind of personal stuff.
We would talk
about
it.
Tom Brady knows all about that stuff in the book.
We would talk about it before we'd even...
You think she wrote a book without Tom Brady knowing what's going to be in that book?
You're stupid.
Brady signed off on that.
Of course. They're a family. They're a married couple. Yes.
Yeah. They go over what's going to come out in that book. She didn't write that book in a day. It takes months to write a book. There's no way she sat there and wrote the whole thing without him going, so, can I read that book?
Or she's like... Or he reads the headlines like, what's this? You wrote a book?
Yeah. Wow.
Or like, she was like,
when did you write a book?
Like, he's at practice. So, what did you think about your wife's book coming out today?
My wife has a book?
Excuse me?
That's it. I'll be back, boys.
Or he's like, hey, that one chapter you talked about me, how I always chug beers after a loss. Can you just take that out? I've always said that I don't drink during the season. Oh, yeah, sweetie, I'll take that part of the book out.
Yes, so it was more about her than it was about him.
Oh, I
the
bet
book.
She dishes a little bit on him.
I doubt it.
They're married.
But it's a book about her.
Yeah.
And I would assume her readers don't really care that much about Tom Brady.
I need to read that bad boy. I bet I could bring better stuff to the show. Be like, guess what I find out about Tom Brady?
Okay, but when I talked about Sam Ponder...
No one knows who that is.
Oh,
Giselle's so much more famous...
Tom
She's a
Brady,
world supermodel.
Let's think about who knows who Tom Brady is and who knows who Christian Ponder is.
Just say this. Does your butcher know who Tom Brady is?
I don't have a butcher.
Bad reference. My bad.
Does your mailman know who Tom Brady is?
I never talked to my mailman.
Does your barber know who Tom Brady is?
Yeah, he's Egyptian. I don't think he knows who anyone is.
Okay.
All right. Does your mom know who Tom Brady is?
Yeah.
Your mom
does.
Doesn't know who Christian Ponder is.
Exactly. Or Sam Ponder.
She might.
No, she no chance.
My mom knows Brady. My mom knows Giselle. She might not know Giselle. She knows Brady.
Yeah.
That's why Brady's the GOAT. All our moms know who Tom Brady is.
That's how you figure out if someone's a real celebrity or not. Does your mom know about them?
Yes. Like,
yes.
That's a good point.
That's a celeb.
Your mom, your sister, or something.
Yeah.
Sisters are more in the know. I would say mom. Mom, grandma, if they
or
know
my
who
dad.
It is.
My dad doesn't know crap. Like, if he knows who a celebrity is, then they're famous.
So interesting.
Your dad?
Yeah, because he doesn't know crap.
Well,
he doesn't know anything.
I would say my father-in-law, he knows sports, but he doesn't know the Hollywood. Like, if he knows Hollywood people, then I think they're pretty famous.
I don't know if my dad could name 5 Hollywood people.
Really?
My dad's the same.
Dude, my parents have no idea about Hollywood. They don't have cable television.
Like, my parents, they try to describe to me a TV show or an actress or an actor. They're like the one that's on Thursdays. Blonde hair. Okay, I mean, they have no idea who anybody is. That's their description.
Oh, Anna Faris. Yeah.
The Thursday Nights game.
Do you watch that show?
What, the moms or what? No, no.
My parents love that show.
My son wants us to watch it, but I don't know. I don't know.
Really?
About it. Yeah.
Your son wants to watch Mom?
He said that some kids at his school talk about it.
Really?
Yeah.
My mom and dad think it's the most hilarious show. My dad has pretty good taste in television, so I trust
him. It's
called
Moms?
Mom. It's like a mom moves back in with her mom. Like
she's a single mom.
Hopefully it's not another one of those This Is Us, man. Every time my chick watches that, she's crying.
Hey, are you watching it, Ray?
No, I've never seen the thing.
Lunchbox, have you watched it?
I've watched a couple episodes, but what about A Million Little Things? Have you watched that? It's like
that's what they say. It's kind of like a This Is Us.
I feel like they tried to come up with a This Is Us for a different station. I don't know what they're on.
Yeah, but This Is Us is, it might be the same station.
No, I think they're different.
Oh, really?
ABC and NBC maybe.
Okay. But This Is Us is amazing.
I know.
I heard it's really good.
You've never watched it?
Never. I watched a couple episodes.
I've watched the snippets.
Yeah. But anyway, back to Tom Brady.
Yeah.
We, a couple weeks ago, were like, oh, the Patriots, they're terrible. What's wrong with the Patriots? I'll tell you what. They just do what they do. They dink and dunk. Julian Edelman coming back, I think, was big. I mean, he is Tom Brady's, like, safety blanket. Like, he hadn't played football in almost a year. Over a year. Because he was out most of last year and just boop, 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 domination.
Yeah, Brady had well over 30 completions, which means he's doing a lot of dip and dunks.
Oh, dip and dunk,
I mean,
and just everybody's
wide
open.
The first drive was nonstop. The first drive was just like just 6-7 yards at a time. Pop, 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 all the way down to the end zone.
2 interceptions. I wish we would change interceptions in the stat category, because it goes down as Tom Brady has 2 interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
The first one. Chris Hogan, right off his hands, boom, to the defender. I mean, it was a perfect pass. Next one, Gronk, right in his arms. The guy hits him, pops up, interception.
It's almost like there should be an interception or a player fault interception.
Almost,
yes.
Like,
there
should almost be like an ER, like a earned
run. Or, and an unearned run.
There you go.
Exactly,
there you
in
go.
Baseball.
Or an
because
error or whatever.
It makes it look worse for a quarterback that he had a bad night because he threw 2 interceptions. Neither one of them were his fault.
Why didn't a stat guy think about that 20 years ago?
So does the receiver have an interception stat, or
no,
does it just go down as a quarterback?
Just goes as
that
it'll
sucks.
Go back as a drop ball. Like, why don't I know if it counts as
See,
a drop pass?
That sucks. It should go
because it gets
receiver.
Intercepted. Then
right.
Maybe it's not even a.
And I want to say that I feel bad for. I don't know if you guys have anybody you feel bad for. I feel bad for Andrew Luck. That poor dude is out there throwing to a bunch of nobodies.
Oh yeah,
Chester Rogers. Some dude named Johnson. I mean, people you have never heard of.
Dude, that team's been nobody since Peyton and Marvin left.
Right. And Reggie Wayne.
Yeah.
They have nobody.
Well, T.Y. Hilton, he's out. T.Y.
But
Hilton is
if
out.
If T.Y. Hilton is your number one wide receiver, then he's like 5'6".
But that's like a Tyreek Hill. Like, he's not tall.
But Tyreek Hill shouldn't be the number one option. You see what I'm like? They should have somebody around
you have
him.
To have a baller as
you
your number
have,
one receiver.
Yeah, when you're depending on a 5'6" guy as your number one wide receiver, because he has at least Kelce in Kansas City and Kareem Hunt. Like, there's other weapons that make Tyreek Hill and Sammy Watkins make him a little more. But T.Y. Hilton amazes me, but he didn't play last night. So
he is really good.
They dropped so many passes last night. I just sat there going, everybody's going to be like, oh, Andrew Luck, they get blown out. But Andrew Luck would throw the ball right to him, and they would drop it and drop it
mm-hmm.
and drop. And one, did you see the interception he threw to Pascal, his tight end, backup tight end or whatever, I don't even know, or wide receiver? He kind of catches it, And then he kind of just flings it over his head in the air.
Well, he was trying to get control of it. He was trying to gather it in. Somebody tapped it out with an up motion, so it flew up. It looked, made it look like he just threw it up in the air.
And interception. I mean, I just feel bad for Andrew Luck. It's going to be a long year for them.
That game was never close. Patriots were up by 20, I thought, at halftime.
They got it down to seven.
Yeah.
Got it down to seven, and then the Patriots, two drives in a row, touchdown, touchdown.
Patriots are so cool, too, because they got Gordon, or what's his name?
Yeah,
he has first touchdown back.
Dude, they're so great that they got him.
He only had like two catches the whole night, I think.
I don't care, though.
But he got a TD.
He made a great play on the touchdown because Brady just kind of threw it up towards the end zone. There's two defenders there, and Josh Gordon just comes between both of them and says, I'll take that. Ah, touchdown.
It was beautiful, and I'm going to give you credit a lot. I'll give you Lunchbox a lot of credit because I did get emotional during that because of you talking about his background and how he's had substance abuse history, and like it goes back to just his addiction problems and all that. And it's got to be hard. Like Lunchbox was talking about this. It's got to be hard for him, you know, to just recover. And this is him coming back, and it didn't look good for him at the beginning of the season. Like, really, the Browns let him go, and then the Patriots give him a chance, and then he scores his first NFL touchdown of the season. It's like, all right, dude, you're back.
Let us party.
Let's No.
Like,
that's funny. But no, it's like, dude, this is it. Like, you can turn it all around right here. Like, this is it.
Like, this might be his last chance in the NFL.
Correct.
And that's why I look at him like, come on, dude, you got it. And to see the pure joy.
There was joy
on his
face
when he scored that touchdown and when he spiked the football in the end zone.
Because he acted like Gronk, right?
Yes. And I loved,
he really needed that for himself.
Like, that feeling probably was just like, man. I still got it. I'm validated. I'm here.
He was the best receiver in the NFL. What was it? Three years ago? Dude, he was the man.
But what is wrong with Gronk?
Did he not do that?
His injury?
No.
He's never been able to run, if that's what you're
asking. I understand
asking.
That.
He always
he's
runs
got
like,
braces
he
all
runs
over his
like
body.
One of those horses. He runs like a horse
he does.
That's kind of got a bad leg.
He's only 29 years old.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying, like, to me, I thought he dominated every game. And this year, boy.
Coach, his body's just taking a
beating. He has trouble
getting
that separation, dude.
He is so big. He is so big.
But what is that? What do you mean?
I personally, being big doesn't mean you can't get... fantasy team, and he's doing nothing. He's getting like 60 yards.
He didn't get a touchdown or what?
No. 60 yards a game?
Coach, he's...
Come on,
he's
Gronk.
He's broken. He's hurting. Like, seriously, his whole body's covered in braces. Like, he was.
His one brace snapped off last night.
His one brace snapped off, and it's like, oh man, RoboCop is falling apart. Like, really?
Did the announcer say that, or did you come up with that?
No, I just came up with that. Because it just felt like a robot was like, oh, there goes his arm. Like, all right. He still has two legs, though. He's still running.
Well, I mean, if you're Brady, who do you want to throw to? The fast greyhounds that are right in front of you, or the slow horse moving its way up?
It depends where the slow horse is standing.
Yeah, if the slow horse is over
in the end zone, give it to him.
But that slow horse is usually got things right.
But that's
right
a tight end, you know? It's like they're not going to get a lot of yardage after the catch.
He just always looks like crap running. He makes the catches and stuff, but it's never pretty.
It's not
He never has a dope over the shoulder catch. It's just so smooth. It's always him falling on his back, falling on his ass. He's barely getting past the guy. He's out of bounds. He's breaking his leg.
But to answer your question, Coach, I just think that he's broken, dude.
He's
worn out. 29 years old, that sucks.
And he hits it hard in the offseason.
Oh, he does hit it hard.
Dude, that offseason, like, he hits as hard as he hits.
I think he would be one guy that would be fun to party with.
Oh, yeah. Because he does everything that people don't do. He's loud. He jumps on. Like, if you're at a party and there's a table, nobody stands on the table. Gronk stands on that table.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think if you're a friend of Gronk's, you're ever just bored or wondering.
Never bored.
I bet you never say, hey, what do you want to do? Gronk always has the next thing you're going to do. Like, everybody should find a friend similar to Gronk. He's like the party.
He is. He keeps everything fun.
Like, dude, some of the times the footage you see, like, he doesn't even care the cameras are there. He's just like partying, and he's like, oh, the cameras are here. Cool.
Yeah, like, yeah, most people, like, if the cameras are, they put their beer down or they try to act on camera. Gronk's just like, you want some of me? I'll take my shirt off. I don't care. Like, right. This is me. And he does it in a responsible way, which is great. And then when it comes football season, boom, back on the football
field. Yeah, because Zeke Elliott does the same thing too, except it's not like stuff.
Oh, when he was on that float and that girl was on
like
the float.
Mardi Gras or whatever.
Yeah, that was bad.
He knows cameras are on him. This dude, come on.
Like, they all have to know cameras are on them. Like, it has to be hard to be an athlete or a celebrity nowadays because of all the cameras. You can't do anything. Back in the day, Charles Barkley's throwing people through windows.
Yeah.
And, okay, you hear about it, and then it goes away.
If you didn't have a disposable camera, there was no proof of it.
Yeah.
Now it's just everyone has a phone. Like,
isn't that
crazy?
Back in the day, who are you going to bleed? The athlete or this guy that's saying something about the athlete?
Yeah, always the athlete.
The athlete's going to come at you with lawyers. Of course, believe the athlete.
Right. Yeah. And so, oh, you threw me out the window. No, I didn't.
But
okay.
Now with video footage and cell phones.
Everything is on video no matter what. There's video cameras, security cameras. There's someone's cell phone.
Guys,
there's everything.
It just makes it a better place. Everyone's got to watch what they're doing.
No, it makes it terrible. It makes it.
You'd rather have people just commit crimes and then get away with it?
No.
Not the crimes part of it.
It's not, I'm saying.
Well, no. I mean, like, you know, that's what we use, like whatever Ezekiel Elliott did, that's a crime. Like, can't do
but
that.
But do you like the fact that they can't even go out to eat because everybody's taking a picture?
No, well, that's different. I mean, we're talking about them doing bad things.
It's kind of both.
Because it started with Gronk. Like, yeah, he doesn't care, you know, whatever.
But he's not doing anything bad. He's just at a club.
Yeah, so that's not bad.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you like everybody being able to just film everything he's doing?
But you know a lot of athletes don't eat at certain restaurants and stuff because they can't.
They only understand eat in private rooms.
I don't understand your point, though, because if you were at a bar and you saw Gronk, you would take your phone out.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah.
But if I wish I didn't have that ability because then I wouldn't. Like, I would like them to be able to enjoy it, but I'm not going to pass the chance to take a picture of Gronk. No way. But what I'm saying is I feel bad for them. Because I am going to go up to them, and I am going to annoy them.
Well, I feel bad for them anyway. Just being celebrity sucks. Like, you know, like, why?
Well,
can't go,
we're celebrities too, though.
You can't go, no.
Yes,
because
can't go places without people taking pictures.
Shut up. What are you talking about?
Like, no, it's part of being on the radio.
Okay, you know what? That's your life, not my life.
No, we are. Eddie, like, people listen to us every day on this podcast.
Yeah,
like,
but no one comes up to me.
They come up to you, oh my gosh, I listen to you. I'm such a huge fan. I love the Sore Losers show on Twitter. I follow you guys. Yes, they do that.
Yes, they come up to you to say that?
Yes, it's weird.
That's pretty cool.
But
like, think about, okay, that's whatever. But think about George Clooney. Like, the dude can't walk outside of his house without someone being like.
But you realize, dude, you don't think like a celebrity. You realize celebrities have private rooms and stuff. So when I said they don't go to restaurants, sure, there's some they don't go to. They can't go to a McDonald's. Dude, because we went and hung out with Andy Roddick one time. Like, in Indianapolis, crazy. I've never been to places where every block people are taking pictures of you, yelling your name. I've never been around a celebrity like that until I hung out with Andy Roddick. Dude, he has a private room. We went in a room
Getting from your car to
was,
the private
okay,
room.
Was, well, guess what? You have a driver. And the driver pulls you as close as he can. And then we went in a back door nobody else has access to, and we're in our private room. So they do have amazing lives and stuff.
But what if you want to go to Chili's and just watch the game?
They can't go.
They could rent out Chili's.
Exactly.
So
guys, I don't want.
Exactly.
But part of hanging out at Chili's is just going.
Okay, so they can't.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel bad for them a little bit.
They'll never have that experience, but they'll be able to go to the 5-star place and watch a TV and be just fine.
But for that amount of money, I would live that lifestyle. I would be like, okay, you know what? I won't be able to go to Chili's the rest of my life. Sorry.
And I bet a lot of them lay low during the season.
Like on the Bobby Bones show, like that's the show that we're on, you know, in the mornings, country music, whatever. And so we interviewed Kenny Rogers one time, and he was talking about how, like, he was hanging out with Elvis in Vegas, and they were like, let's go play poker. And Elvis was like, I can't do that. Like, I can't even go to a casino.
Now, see, some of the celebrities,
that's sad. I hear you on that.
You know what I mean? Like, he can't even go down to the casino and play, like, something we would like to do, just go to a craps table and play.
Well, like Bruno Mars. In Vegas, he got the craps table put in his room.
There you go.
I know, Coach, but what I'm saying is...
I mean, how awesome is that?
That is awesome.
So you show up to your room, and there is a pit boss, a dealer, and all your friends just get to stay there and play craps in your room.
But
that
you never
is
get to socialize with people and get excited with random people because you all won kind of thing.
You can. You can go down to the gaming floor and bring
invite
them up.
People.
Absolutely. Put it out on Twitter. Hey, dude, I'm in room 2121. Come play some craps.
You would never do that.
I wouldn't, but what... Just think... If Bruno Mars said that, how many people would show up at that?
Thousands.
Door? That would be so awesome.
It'd be like, it looked like a club outside. People
it's
trying
like,
to get in.
It's like Chad Ochocinco used to go, okay, I'm going to go to the movie tonight at 7 p.m., the showing of Batman. Whoever comes, I'll pay for it. And he buys the whole theater. Yeah. That's awesome.
Okay.
That's embracing your... That would be cool.
I just think it'd be cool for a little bit, but...
It would get old.
It'd get old quick.
Get real old.
Hey, but I mean, I guess my... I feel bad for is just celebrities. I would pick celebrities. I feel bad for them.
Okay.
Oh Ray, God. Do you have a feel bad?
Yeah, because I feel bad for Andrew Luck. So who do you feel bad for?
I would have to say I feel bad for people that Let me think on this one, boys.
Oh, we've only been talking about it for, I don't know, 15 minutes.
Well, I've
minutes.
Been so involved in yours feel bads for. You feel bad for celebrities?
I mean, another one. Dude, I've talked about it a while back, was Wade Phillips. I feel bad that he has to take orders from a 25-year-old coach. Like, that sucks. Like, Wade Phillips is like 90, and his boss is 25.
If I'm going to feel bad for somebody, it's LeBron, because I'm seeing the footage and I'm seeing from the Lakers. They're not going to be good.
They're the most exciting team in the NBA.
Okay, they're very exciting. Exciting teams don't win games.
They're going to win games.
They'll win games, but they're not good.
Do you understand?
But they're not good. He didn't leave his Cleveland team. He didn't leave and become a better team. He's going to have a tough.
You don't think the Lakers are better than the Cavaliers?
Okay, they're better, but the Cavs were no good.
He didn't want to be stuck with J.R. Smith any longer. He didn't want
to be. Kyrie. He didn't want to be with those people. I just feel bad for LeBron. I'm telling you,
Kyrie's stuck with Kyrie.
Yeah, when he was with Cleveland, that's why Kyrie left. He didn't want to chill with LeBron.
Exactly.
Yeah, they all
busted out. He wanted his own team.
But yeah, LeBron, there's so much hoopla right now. I'm on the SportsCenter Instagram. All it is LeBron, Lakers. LeBron did his first shot. LeBron, so crazy, so crazy. Dude, LeBron, it's not going to be a great year for the Lakers.
Who else is on that team?
They'll make the playoffs, but they ain't going anywhere close to the championship.
Kyle Kuzma, Lonzo Ball, Rajon Rondo, JaVale McGee. Who else do they have?
Sound like a bunch of ballers.
They're gonna be good.
Yeah, they'll be fine, but they're not LeBron's caliber. They're not what LeBron wants in
LeBron
life.
LeBron took Eric Snow to the NBA Finals. He can get these guys. They are gonna be good.
I feel bad for LeBron, man. His decision making, I think it dealt with family stuff and all that weird stuff.
I thought he was making movies.
I just don't see
why. It is a little bit about making movies and being a
I thought they were going to do Space Jam.
When LeBron announced he was going to the Lakers, I'll never forget. I was on vacation. I was in Panama City Beach. I look at my phone. LeBron going to the Lakers. I was shocked in a bad way. Not in a good way. I was shocked like, oh my God. He actually just did this?
Oh, they got Lance Stephenson too.
I can't believe he did that to his legacy.
I don't know who that is.
When he went to the Heat, went for some championships. When he went back to the Cavs, he went for that championship. Lakers, he ain't getting that championship right away. It might take like 2-3 years.
Well, it took 2-3 years in Miami. They didn't win it right away.
They won it the year after that, probably.
That's okay, year two.
All right, not in L.A. land. That's not
why. Because this offseason,
they're getting Kawhi. Then?
They're getting Kawhi, or they're getting a max free agent.
I hope you're right.
I am right. They have Lonzo Ball, Michael Beasley, Brandon Ingram, LeBron James, Kyle Kuzma, JaVale McGee. They got Mikhail Luke from Kansas, who's going to shoot the three. Rajon Rondo.
How old is Rondo? What, 40?
He's kind of old. Let's see. Where's Rondo? He's 32.
Oh,
he's only 32?
Dang. He's younger than I thought.
Dang, I thought he's been around for about 50 years.
Me too.
So they're young. I mean, they have talent.
I just hope that he didn't make this decision to go to L.A. land, and he's there for a couple years, no championship, and then he's eyeing retirement, and we've seen our last LeBron championship. Yeah. I don't want that to be the case.
Yeah, no, and
so I feel bad for LeBron.
And he's probably not getting any money for playing for the Lakers, right?
I'll be honest.
Not getting paid that well.
I would like it to be no more LeBron championships, because I don't like the Lakers winning championships. I don't like the Lakers.
We're Spurs fans.
Shaq and Kobe soured us.
Yeah, a little bit. And I would like to see someone take down Golden State, but
that ain't happening. That ain't happening, boys. Man, when we think back to these days, we're going to be like, man, those were the Golden State. Man, those were the Bulls days in the 90s.
LeBron took them down 2 years ago. He can take them down again.
And you know what? I'm still questioning, how the hell did the Cavs beat the
LeBron?
That's crazy.
Injuries.
That's crazy. And I still don't know how the Cavs
game
won
Game 7,
that.
The Houston Rockets had them in a Game 7 last year. Last year in the Western Conference Finals. So it's not impossible.
I think they're only getting better with Durant. The chemistry's building. As long as Klay doesn't leave. I saw something.
Durant's a free agent next offseason. Where could he go? Los Angeles.
Okay. Okay. It's going to be LeBron, Durant, Kawhi.
Well, they can only get one.
Oh.
So, unless they restructure deals and they trade some people away, they get rid of Lonzo Ball.
These super teams just keep going to different teams.
And speaking of money,
super players?
Have you guys?
Well, super teams just
super
keep
teams.
Rotating.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they do. They
go from one team to another.
Yeah, it was the Heat. Then it was, I mean, then
it was the Celtics, Heat,
the Lakers before that.
Way before that. They tried to do super
teams. Dwight Howard?
No.
No, I'm talking about when they were with like the mailman.
Karl Malone.
No, I was talking about the one Dwight
Gary
Howard
Payton. Dude, Dwight Howard.
Yeah.
No, he was garbage. He's garbage.
Yeah, but they were looked as a super team then.
No.
I mean, they had Dwight Howard. They had Kobe. They had, who else they have on that team?
That's it.
Well, it wasn't a super team because you don't remember them.
Exactly.
Well, I don't know. I mean, half of the Lakers that he just mentioned right now, I don't even know.
That's why they're not going to be good. When he was naming those names, I daydreamed the whole time.
I knew three of them.
Kuzmanov? Is that one of them?
Kyle Kuzma?
Kuzmanov.
From the Nuggets?
No. No, Kyle Kuzma.
A faster guy. I know
he was
him.
A rookie last year.
Okay, okay.
Kuzmanov, Batum, Munum,
Bate,
Chichuma.
And for Penny Hardaway.
I mean, what? I'm sorry, Coach. I just
no,
don't
no,
know.
No, it's just interesting. Yes, okay. Yeah. I just think they're going to be better than you guys give them because LeBron
LeBron
makes everybody better.
I know.
Everybody. Every team he's on, they're better. And speaking of money, have you guys been following the college basketball trial?
No.
Yes. No. I read something on Deadspin about a dad dishing out that players are getting paid now when they're in AAU, even before they go to college.
Even, yes. So
what's AAU?
I mean, before. That's like after high school, a summer league, or maybe during high school.
Okay. Yeah, AAU is like a circuit where you travel around. You play on a travel team. It's basically like select soccer, select baseball.
Okay, yeah.
You're on a travel team.
Like, dude, these kids are getting, parents are getting thousands before they're even in college. We're like, oh, are college athletes getting paid? Man, pretty much high school players are getting paid.
So Brian Bowen the second, he was a big recruit in a couple years ago, and they were like, where's he going to go? Where's he going to go? And out of nowhere, he signed with Louisville. And they're like, well, that makes no sense. Like, Louisville wasn't even on the radar. He's from Michigan, talking about he was going to go to Michigan State. There was other schools that were on the radar. Well, it ends up there's a big corruption scandal where people are being paid to go to schools, and they indicted three guys, two from the athletic, like, Adidas company, and they were paying him like, here, go to Adidas sponsored school. And then this other guy that was just a guy that lived in Michigan, his dad played college ball and was a college coach, and he got to be friends with these players like when they're in high school, and he's funneling money, like taking money, encouraging these kids to go to school. And so this dad gets on the stand yesterday and says that Arizona offered his kid $50,000 to sign with them. Oklahoma State offered $150,000, $8,000 for a car, and money for a house.
And then some of them were saying, we'll secure a job for you.
Yeah. Texas offered, quote, help with housing, whatever that means. Creighton offered
get them a place to
they
live.
Help them on Zillow.
Yeah,
no
yeah they're
going to log into the website.
They're going to go to freeapartmentfinder.com.
Yeah,
and find a good place.
A little help.
Yeah. Creighton offered $100,000 and a good job for him to sign.
Works at Starbucks?
So
it's cute. I think it's so cute, like the amount of money for how old they are. Like, you know, if this were college, it's like $500,000, a little closer. When it's a pro, it's like, or it's millions or whatever. These guys are just out of high school, so, you know, $50,000, that's a lot of money to these kids.
But I don't know if the kids are seeing it. The parents are getting it. And then the parents tell the kid where to go.
Oof.
And then parent maybe shares a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, that's true, true. And I think more than that, don't you think that there are more people involved than the athletic sports companies or like, you know, I mean, the school has to know about this, right?
The school doesn't necessarily, because the two guys, like one of the guys from Adidas that is being charged, they are being charged with defrauding Kansas and a couple other universities because supposedly they paid these players to go to the schools, but the schools didn't know.
They didn't
know.
Want them? The school's no, we don't want them.
No, the school wants them because they're high recruits. This is about to blow college basketball
I'm sorry, I interrupted you, but the school would say we didn't know anything about it?
Yeah. And Bowen's dad even said, Michigan State did not offer us. They refused to pay. Because this guy Dawkins was the go-between, the dad and the schools.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is Louisville didn't know anything about this?
Well, I think they did.
Okay. Yeah, that's not in the indictment.
You're asking questions that should be asked right now in the trial.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just wondering if it said anything. Okay.
But that's why Patino got fired.
Because of that?
Because of this.
Oh.
Yes, but they're saying they defrauded these schools by doing this. But yeah, according to Bowen's testimony, Dawkins, $150,000. I mean, that is, like, he said he was going to go to Arizona. That was his favorite school, but they had too much talent on the roster. He wouldn't get much playing time, so that's why he went to Louisville. And he never played college ball. He went to Louisville, then transferred to South Carolina, and now he's playing professionally in Australia.
Still got paid?
Still got paid, because he signed with Louisville.
$100,000. Interesting.
We'll find out more. But thank you for asking those trial questions that jurors are going to be asking.
No,
I'm just curious, man.
It's interesting.
You're asking questions that we don't have the answers to.
If your kid was a stud athlete and they come to you and they say, hey, man, come to our school. We want you to come to Stanford. We'll pay you $100,000.
Yeah. A lot of these people are hard up for money, dude.
Give me the check.
Yeah, of course.
Dude, I had to pay to go to college, man. If one person was like, hey, I'll give you $1,000, I'd be like, what's up?
I mean,
Like, do you think
what's the difference between that and a scholarship?
Dude, remember when we were going to college? Dude, we're paying thousands of dollars. Dude, yeah. We're paying thousands, like,
you're
going
to pay me to send my kid there?
Everything we're doing, we're putting out there money-wise. And then somebody's like, hey, I'm giving you money. You're like, what's up?
Okay, then.
Cool?
Yeah.
You got cash?
Not even a check?
Okay.
Yeah.
Dude, how dope would that be? How dope would that be?
Lunchbox?
I feel like,
Coach,
$100,000 to me is scary.
No, no.
Like when you say $100,000, like, ooh, I mean, there's something that doesn't feel right about this.
Like, it's dirty.
$50,000? I'm kind of like, all right, no one's going to know about this. $50,000? Okay, cool.
But yeah,
leave it in a duffel bag.
But you know they
on my driveway.
You know they do it in like a dirty way too. There's like this weird guy in a suit, and you're like, he's giving me the money.
I don't blame these guys at all
for taking the money. Yeah.
Dude, everybody would.
I think all of college sports is a shady enterprise. Like every school has something going on.
Yeah. We found that out. We know that now.
Well, not just this. My uncle went to a school. I'm not gonna say what school.
Where was it? What region?
Midwest.
Hmm.
So they don't have football any longer at their school, okay? And his best friend was on the football team.
Northwestern. Go ahead.
And after football games, his buddy would come into the locker room and find $100 bills just stuffed in his shoes, or alumni would walk by, shake his hand, and have a $50 bill.
Because they won?
Yeah, just because he played a good game.
Love it.
And this is a small school that doesn't even have football anymore, so we're not even talking a major powerhouse. We're just talking a small run-of-the-mill school.
Question. What is the advantage of you giving the player money? Like, what is that? Like, why would you even want to give them $100?
Booster to boost your self-esteem.
And maybe
is that what booster means?
Or you tell your
it's a booster
to boost your attitude.
Your energy on the field.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't understand.
Because I'm not giving some random kid
$100
to play better.
If you're rich, you are.
That's why, like, all these people that donate hundreds of thousands of dollars to their university.
What?
Why? Because I think they want to feel important.
Yes.
They feel important. They feel like they're part of the team. It's something they, you know what I'm saying?
I believe you. It's just so ridiculous.
The money gives you power. It makes you feel like, oh, I got connections. I get to go to these cool. I get to stand on the sideline. They have a brick in the stadium named after me.
Yes,
things like that.
I just thought one step deeper. The booster's talking to the coach. Hey, coach, I think you should make some more running plays. I don't know about that. Come on, man. Come on, I'm a booster.
Here's $100.
Can you do some more running plays? Maybe he pays him a little bit. Do some more running plays. Okay, I'll do some more running plays. Then the running back does awesome for him. Then he goes and gives him the money. Dude, thank you. You made me look awesome. I told the coach to do running plays. Here's $100. Thank you, dude, for making me look good.
And
it all sounds stupid.
And
to
the
me,
running
but I
back,
believe you guys.
Here's the running back. You give him $500. He has a buddy that's in high school. Hey, man, come here. They'll hook you up with money. Like,
hey,
boom.
I got a buddy, man. He's kind of in between right now. Should he go to Central or North South? Oh, Central pays us. There's boosters at Central. All right, dude. Yeah, I'm halfway in between where I live. I get to choose whichever high school I want to go to.
The boosters are going to pay me to boost my energy up on the field?
No, to boost your transportation to their school.
Huh.
You can choose in a lot of places. You can choose which school you go to because you live right in between both of them. A lot of the schools, they don't make you go to a certain school.
Yeah, and I heard Nick Saban, he said something about this yesterday. He said...
I deleted the clip. Oh,
dang it.
Why would you reference a clip I've deleted?
I thought you would have it up there.
He's disappointed.
Yeah.
When I delete...
Hey, we dropped the ball on that one, boys.
I don't care.
I really thought it would be up there.
That could have been really funny.
Dang it. But...
I'm so tired.
It's sort of like... When like the alumni association from the University of Texas asked me for donations. No, you made me pay for the 4 years I went there, and now you're going to turn around and ask me to donate money to you?
Yeah, but they gave you a degree.
No, I paid for the degree. I paid for the degree. Like, I don't understand why I'm going to turn around and give you money for the school.
Yeah, but they gave you an education.
No, I paid for an education.
Oh.
Right? Like, your alumni association, do you give
you
them money?
You know what
money?
I do to those things on the mail?
I just throw
them
in the recycle
bin. I tear them up and I throw them away. Like, I'm never giving them money.
Like, I love the University of Texas at San Antonio.
But
love
you know
UTSA.
You can buy a brick, right, with your name on it, and they can be in the hallway and the...
I am not going to just give them my money. If they wanted to just give me a degree, then I can maybe just give them... I've already paid for my degree. Why am I going to give you more money?
I agree. Makes no sense.
I don't get it.
Makes no sense.
Hey, I got to come up with my lock, but guys, I don't know if anybody watched that game. I said minus the 11. Patriots won by, I believe, 14, and I said lock it up. I haven't missed one in like 3 weeks.
Okay, you're looking at your locks right now?
Yeah, I've already crunched the numbers, just weighing a couple other
things. Just weighing a couple options. Good. Major League Baseball, 4 games today? Oh, yeah. We're locked and loaded. ALDS gets underway, and I cannot wait for the Astros versus Indians.
Okay, why Kluber. Would you say that? Some people are going to listen to this after that damn game. It starts right now. Hour.
Okay.
Idiot.
It doesn't matter, though. All day games, this is great.
Yeah. Kluber versus Verlander.
Why don't you predict a game at noon, so then when people listen to this, the game will already be over.
Speaking of, you guys want to go to a bar right now and watch the game?
I mean, I don't care when they listen to this. I'm not predicting anything. I'm just saying I'm excited about the Indians-Astros. That's going to be
a dope series.
That's a dope series.
That Brewers-Rockies series.
When did you start saying dope?
I'll say it as long as I want to.
The biggest letdown is the Dodgers-Braves. The Braves have no chance. Like, they can't. They're not.
The Braves, that's a boring-ass series. The Rockies-Brewers.
Oh, I like Dodgers and Braves. That'll be fun.
Why do you know? It's already 1-0 Dodgers.
Oh, I hate the Brewers.
They played last night. What's 6-0.
Guys, I can't do the multi-sports on the same night. Like, I can't do football and then baseball. And
you don't flip on commercials?
No,
oh, come on.
I can't. My attention span is not that good.
And then the Red Sox-Yankees is going to be just, oh, cannot wait.
Yeah. What time is that?
It is.
Tonight, late?
At 7:32 Eastern, so do the math wherever you're at.
Beautiful.
So, yeah, you got baseball all
day. So much baseball. Amazing football. Guys, the Red River shootout rivalry. Hey,
yes. Okay, guys. I've figured this out. It's showdown. We got to be consistent with it. It is the Red River showdown.
All right. They're not going to tell me what to call it. I call it whatever I want to call it with my buddies and my boys.
Yeah, you do that because other sportscasters do it. Yeah. Don't do that, Eddie. Be your own person.
Be your own person.
No. Hey, guys. Why do you copy other people, man?
Hey, guys, what does men against boys mean? Is that sports news?
Is that something? I don't get it. What, men against boys?
No, this isn't a word that I just made. Like, this is what they're calling it officially. The universe, the game is called this.
Yeah, they changed it from shootout.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm not making something up.
I know. Okay. I know you're not, but you always tell us to make things up.
No, what I'm saying is it's called that, so I'm saying call it by the right name.
Okay. You got Texas OU, LSU at Florida.
Hello, I got my lock.
Whoa. Dude,
Kentucky at A&M and Notre Dame at Vatek. Those are the games of the weekend.
Okay, can I pick my winners?
Yeah.
Did you just list off like 20 games?
I listed four games.
At least narrow it down to one or two.
Okay, guys.
I named four games. Those are all. Oh my gosh.
Guys, listen to me and everybody listening, get your pens and paper out. I'm going to tell you who's going to win each game. All right, I'm not even looking at the spread. I'm just telling you winners. Oklahoma over Texas, LSU over Florida, A&M over Kentucky, and Notre Dame over Virginia.
Okay, great. You gave us nothing. If you're not going to do it against the spread,
if you're not going to do it against the spread,
it doesn't matter.
Guys,
all you did was take the higher ranked team. That's all you did in every single one of those games.
Guys, when they do College Game Day, they're not doing the spread.
Are we College Game Day? Do something different, Eddie. Come on, guys, don't copy everybody.
Alabama over Lafayette. The Patriots over the Colts.
Oh.
And then I'm picking the Brewers to beat the Rockies, even though they're already up 1-0.
Is anyone picking Texas over Oklahoma?
No.
No way, dude.
Okay. I mean, I say that every year, but they play them close.
They do play them close.
That rivalry, the rivalry games are so crazy.
Have you ever been to that stupid game?
No.
It's annoying.
I've been within 3 hours of it, and it's annoying
it's
from 3 hours
annoying.
Away.
Why is it annoying?
You're walking in the stadium, and all you hear is, Texas!
Fight!
Texas!
Boomer!
Sooner!
Boomer!
Sooner! I mean, that's it. You hear that for 4 hours straight, and then you're like, get me out of this place.
But on the TV, it looks amazing when half the stadium is
burnt orange and maroon or whatever.
Yes,
and what all the frats and sororities do from, I think, Texas State and Texas, they all drive up there. So frat and sorority, same bus. It's a party bus. You ride all the way up to the game.
Good luck finding a hotel in Dallas.
Amazing.
The traffic, it takes you, it's usually a 3.5 hour, it takes like 6 hours.
They still play at the Cotton Bowl? Where do they play it?
They play it at a high school stadium now. No, yeah, of course they play it at the Cotton Bowl.
No, they need to find a new place. That place is falling apart. Like, during one of these games, it's going to break. That thing's been around since like the 20s.
You're right, actually.
But
I agree with
you. They did some renovations, didn't they?
I don't know. But really, that might be the only game that goes on there.
No, they have the Cotton Bowl.
Okay, that's true. All right, two games out of the year.
Hey, I know.
Got me on that one.
I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. Okay. Ray, what's your lock? We're waiting.
All right, you guys ready for this?
Yeah.
I'm trying to see if it is.
Tell me what you're thinking.
I'm trying to see if it's 17.5 or 17 that Maryland's getting. It's Maryland and Michigan is the game I'm eyeing. Okay, here we go. Hey, yo, it's 17.5. Maryland plus 17.5 against Michigan. Oh, lucky though.
Why do you like that?
Love Maryland. They played Texas so close. I watched the whole game, and they beat them. They killed Texas.
Week one.
Maryland is an awesome team. Michigan absolutely balled out against Nebraska. I hear you. I get it. But offense ain't that great. I love Maryland, and they get almost 3 touchdowns. Hey-o, give me my money, lock it up.
Hey, Raymundo, there are so many college games. How do you even narrow it down to this game?
His buddy. his buddy.
No. He doesn't call him his buddy. He calls him his
expert.
His insider.
Yeah. I have inside sources that tell me I also used to live in the Great Lakes area, so I know the Michigan teams. I know the offenses. I know they go inside, outside, up, down, deep pass, short pass. I understand the offenses in the Michigan area, the
states.
So
you're a buddy South Beach.
South Beach helps me a lot. Because he goes to Tijuana from San Diego and places these bets. Instead of Vegas, he avoids the riffraff. He avoids all the touristy stuff. Goes straight to Tijuana, places the bets, wins the money. People that go to Vegas don't win the money. People that go to Tijuana on a bus that costs $2, they win money.
All right.
Because guess what? They do it all about the money. It's not the fun. He's not going to Tijuana to have a Vegas weekend. You don't have a Tijuana weekend, you know, where you're like, Tijuana! Vegas! When you go to Vegas, you go there to party. When you go to Tijuana, you go there to win money and get out of Dodge.
All right, NFL, game of the week.
NFL, there's some good games. If you're looking at one, Packers-Lions, just a little nugget that I read.
What is that line looking like?
It's like one. It's one.
It is?
Yeah.
All because they played the Pats close and beat them.
Talk to Daddy.
In the Detroit Free Press, I read an article about Aaron Rodgers and Matthew Stafford. Head-to-head, they've played 11 times.
Rodgers has beat them more.
9-2.
Rodgers?
Yep.
Oh, bullseye.
Just see, I mean, not...
Does that really have legs? Do those stats have legs?
To me, they do. If you're 9-2, I mean, that's a big sample size.
Yeah, you are dominating that person.
And that's
it,
like...
It is, but then you got to factor in why. Like,
exactly.
Why does that keep happening?
Well, it's sort of like Matthew Stafford's record against teams with winning record.
The stripper.
They're like... 6-53.
Not that analogy again.
Matthew Stafford is like a stripper. She looks hot under the lights, but you take her outside and you're like, ooh,
you see the hail damage.
I mean, when she's on the pole, you love it. When she's outside in the alley, whoa, you're ugly.
You realize it's not as good as what you thought. It's lust at first sight, and then once you do some inspecting.
Lust at first sight. I love it, coach. Did you make that one up?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Once you get it outside and you start inspecting
damage.
It.
Some people say love at first sight. I call it lust at first sight.
Yes, lust at first sight. You see it and you're like, wow, that is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. That is the best quarterback out there.
Stafford?
And then you get, because he's big, got a good arm.
He's paid a lot of money.
And then you get it outside and it's like, wow. Now, there's a lot of flaws that I didn't see. And once I start inspecting,
a lot of cottage cheese.
Yeah, hail damage.
Hail damage.
Stafford was part of those Lions team that sucked, too. They always suck.
But that's what I'm saying. Again, teams with winning records, he's like 6-56 in his career. Yeah. So that just tells you that he's...
Garbage. He's not good.
He's not good against the good teams. That's one game.
Okay.
One game I like. Give me the Arizona Cardinals +4.
Rosen?
At San Francisco.
Interesting, because who's the backup to Garoppolo?
Bethard, C.J. Bethard.
Wow, from Iowa?
Yeah, he is also known as Tucker Bethard's brother that is the country music guy.
Yeah, that's right.
I am going all in on Arizona.
Hey,
wow,
what song does
terrible.
Tucker sing?
Put a ring on. No, ring.
Rock on.
Rock on.
Yeah, but that is one I like. I like Arizona, and then I also...
I'm not co-signing that one, guys. The only one I did was the Maryland-Michigan. Thank you.
Yeah, because you didn't ask your buddy for permission. Also, tell me the line. If it's right now, it might be 3. It might be 3.5.
Which one?
Dallas at Texans.
3.5.
3.5.
Houston.
Not, I'm going to stay away from it. If it's 3, I like it. I don't like that hook.
Dang, there's a lot going on in Texas this weekend. You got the rivalry, and you got the Houston-Dallas.
Yeah.
What do you like, Eddie?
A rivalry. I like Dallas over Houston.
Of course you do.
They're going to win by 7.
I wonder
who
he's going to pick. His favorite team
Let me tell you, this game's so important for us because this is the turning point. If we can win two in a row, we're taking off. There's no stopping the Cowboys. If we can beat the Texans at home, and my mom's there, good luck, boys.
And you know how
You
know how Romo's feeling right now? Man, I'm a genius. I got out of that dump.
And here,
why would he feel that?
It's also the
why would he feel that? We sucked when Romo played there. Why
it's also the jumping off point for the Texans because they win this one. That's two in a row. Next week they get the Bills at home.
Yeah,
that would be a chance for three in a row.
So you see why this is an important game for both teams.
The Texans did win last week. Deshaun Watson, he's back.
Well, Deshaun Watson hasn't been that. It's their offensive line is so bad, and getting Will Fuller back has opened it up a little bit for DeAndre Hopkins. He a little less double teams. They got to get a running game. That's the only thing. They can't run the ball, but I do like the Texans to win the game. 3.5 just scares me. That hook. They always get you with
that
little hook.
That .5?
Yeah, that .5. Listen.
Because they're geniuses.
Most NFL games end in a 3-point difference.
When you're betting, don't look at the 7. Don't look at the 3. Don't look at the 1. Look at the hook.
The hook is what gets you.
That hook always comes into play. So when you're with your buddies and you go, oh, man, the line's only 3.5. You want the plus 3.5. You don't want the minus 3.5 because I'm telling you, that hook will screw you. So if you are doing the plus where you're rooting for the underdog, you're fine. But if you're rooting for the favorite and there's a hook, be careful because guess what?
That hook is scary.
Fourth quarter, 2 minutes left. Guess what's coming on the TV screen? The hook.
Yeah.
The hook's always present in the fourth quarter.
The hook. You're scared of the hook.
And that hook is also the juice. You got to watch out for the juice.
And that's why you're going to take Dallas this week. Take those 3.5 points. Dallas.
Now he's backing off. He had him just winning.
So according to what I just
said,
then,
I looked at the
to avoid the hook, you would go with Dallas, right? Because they're plus 3.5. So to avoid the hook, you would go with the underdog. Choose the underdog. You avoid the hook. Choose the favorite. Watch out for that damn hook.
Yep. But my lock, Arizona, is it 4 or 4.5 right now? 4?
Arizona.
Oh, is there a hook?
Arizona is at 4.
So plus 4. Another plus 4.
No hook.
I love it. Take them. Whew. All right. That's it, boys. Enjoy the weekend. College football, baseball. I mean, I'm going to be planted in front of the TV. My wife may not like it. I got, and Conor McGregor, you guys coming over tomorrow night.
Ooh, coach.
We have to get into this real quick. Who's going to win? Because I said that the Russian was going to win, and then a guy hit me up on Instagram, and he goes, dude, Conor is going to smack him right upside the face. You got to go Conor.
Listen.
So I'm 50-50 right now.
Guy turned you 50-50?
He's a smart bettor that hits me up on Instagram sometimes.
Okay. I never bet against Conor McGregor.
Okay.
Because he talks the talk and he walks the walk. He told Jose Aldo, he goes, I'm going to knock you out in the first round. He knocked him out in the first 20 seconds.
What's his record?
23-3.
The other dude's undefeated.
26-0.
Wow.
Whoa, 23-3 and 26-0?
Or he may be 20-3, but yeah, he has 3 losses, Connor. It's because one of them to Nate Diaz.
I don't like that streak that the Russian has going, though. That's a lot of fights.
What do you mean you don't like it? 26 in a row?
Because it's going to come to an end.
Hey, you know what? I don't like that Floyd Mayweather streak. He's won 60 in a row.
Yeah, it's going to come to an end.
Oh. Floyd Mayweather's
so undefeated. It's a matter of when it's going to come to an end.
You know,
it could
Floyd
be
Mayweather's never lost.
The Mayweather's never lost.
I know.
Okay, this Russian is even more of a favorite. The line's growing.
Okay.
You almost got to put down $200 to win only 100 for the Russian. Connor's plus 150.
All right.
Yeah, so the Russian's heavily favored.
You really? And it's in Vegas.
It's in Vegas. Yeah, I cannot wait.
Okay, so Coach, problem. I can't find a babysitter for
tomorrow
night.
Bring them over. I don't care.
So is that all right if I bring the kids?
Listen.
You know when this thing says the... Oh, sorry, Lunch, go.
As long as you don't care about the language and the people...
No, I do care about the language.
Well, that's your problem.
I know. I'm going to have to tell everyone, don't use bad language. You can cheer for your guy. No, you can yell, but don't say the F word.
So you can't say kick his butt.
Just say kick his butt. Okay. You know, like, oh, that bull crap. Bull crap is fine. Stuff like that. Even if they said, man, you... That's fine. They could just mute themselves.
Or what about smash him in the private part?
Yes, exactly. Okay. Yeah. Grab his... Whatever. It's fine.
Man, that guy's a wimp.
Right. Exactly. Don't use that P word.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I wasn't going P. I was going B.
I'm not going to...
Coach,
I'm not going to go
at the party with kids and say the P?
Well, I mean...
Yes, you do.
That's what he's saying. Like, I mean, his friend's going to be there. Everyone's going to be drinking. Yes. And these words may come out.
And
that
I'm seeing this
me.
Fight, boys. It says it's not happening until about midnight.
It happens about 11.
Oh, my gosh.
My favorite thing about Lunchbox parties is we all start betting on the undercards. God, I love
this. Yeah, you bet $5 a fight,
and
whatever.
No one knows who anyone is. I love it. His name's Eddie. My name's Eddie. I'll bet on him.
So, yeah, This is going to be a great weekend.
I can't believe we almost forgot about that. I can't wait for that fight. How much do we got to throw down?
For what, though? You're not watching
it. I'm watching. How much do we got to throw down for it? My chick would never let me buy a $200 fight.
What do you mean? How much do you have to throw down? Nothing. I'm buying it.
It's free? That's what I'm
talking
about.
Have you ever had to pay at one of his parties?
No, you've never had to pay at my party.
How much does it cost you, though?
It's like
60 bucks.
90 bucks.
Wow.
Let me see how much this one
is. Dude, your wife's
cool. They've gone up.
I bet it's 80.
Dude, your wife's cool. My girlfriend, one time I bought Cody and Sarah.
Of course his wife's
cool.
Came over. She has to be. She's married to this dude.
Dude, we had Cody and Sarah, our friends, over, the couple. The very, very nice couple. I had them over for Pacquiao and whoever Pacquiao fought, some other guy. And
yeah, Canelo.
Canelo? No, it was before that, probably.
Oh.
We paid
Buster Douglas.
Paid $100, and she was so mad, but it was a great fight.
Oh, you paid $100 to buy.
Yeah, I went the distance. It was so fun.
Well, you don't have lunchbox money.
And I kept a score on.
You guys don't have lunchbox money, so that's harder for you guys.
I kept a score on
you
the
You do realize I write it off on my taxes, right?
Love it.
You do?
Yes.
You want to know a true fighter, UFC boxer, if he's keeping it on the napkins, who he thinks is winning. That's what I did for Pacquiao.
Thanks,
you're,
coach.
So you're a true boxer?
Yeah, I knew the scores, and I thought Pacquiao should have won that one.
No,
so if
stop
you,
it.
You, can
you don't even know how to score
boxing.
Yeah,
you do.
It's like
it's
bowling.
Like the 9
you
and
8.
If a guy wins, it's always like 9-8. If a guy wins, he's 9, but if he killed him, it's like 10-6.
It's never 7?
No.
Or something like that. Oh, I don't remember. God. I did
stop.
It years ago.
See? You, Jimmy, the winner of the round gets 10 points.
Okay, I knew it was close
no,
to
you
10.
Just said 9.
Okay, it's 10-9.
You have to a 6 in there.
Okay, so it's 10-6. It's never 9-6.
It's 10-9, but if it's a blowout, isn't it more than 10-9?
Yeah, it goes to 12-9.
Thank you.
No, you
no,
idiot.
It goes
it can no longer go 10. It can only go down.
Okay, so then
it cannot.
He goes, thank you.
Yeah,
you are right. An idiot.
So I researched you're it, dumb. I kept score one time, and it was fun.
Yeah, one time, but you're a true boxer.
All right, are we going to the bar or what?
Yeah, we're out.
Okay.
We're not going to the bar. I'm going
home.
Why not? I got to go. I got to get stuff for the fight tomorrow.
The kids don't get out of school till 3.
Okay.
We can get a few in there, and then I'll go pick up the kids.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Just kidding. All right. We done?
Yes.
All right. Thanks for listening to another podcast of the Sore Loser.
When it's drawn to a close.
Follow us on Twitter.
And
Sore
nobody,
Loser.
When we take seconds break and nobody's talking, that means the podcast is drawn to a close.
It's just a lull. Ain't no thing.
Hey, and we have been getting hit up on Twitter, on the Instagram. The following is growing. I knew this was going to happen if I start giving you guys locks. Maryland plus 17.5 on Saturday. If I give you guys locks and you
that
make,
win,
and they
coach.
Win, you guys are going to start liking
the
show.
First 2 weeks, 3 weeks of this podcast, I mean, everyone was losing money left
now
and right.
People are winning.
I was giving you the right answers.
Not you. He's the lock of the week guy.
Now people are winning. Now people are listening to this on their commute home, and they're not as bored when they drive. There's a lot of good things happening, and I see it trending in a positive
man,
direction.
Man, if you win this weekend, I think next week we're just going to have South Beach on to give lock of the week.
Can we call him?
Yeah, he works some. He's in California, so it's always 2 hours difference.
Okay, coach. He's not up at 9 a.m.?
He is. But it's sometimes that's their main events or lunchtime. He works events for the hotel.
9 a.m.?
Yeah, a brunch.
So stupid. What are you going to say, Lunchbox?
The before the window closed for Le'Veon Bell to sign an extension with the Steelers a few months back, they were offering him $47 million for 3 years, and he turned it down.
Wow. He wants more money, huh? Or, man, he just wants to win. Get out of here. All right, you ready?
Okay.
Buzzer me.
We're not going to start this argument.
Just buzz it. All right, we're done.